After 2 years, federal prosecutors are still struggling to catch up on billions of dollars of pandemic aid that ended up in the hands of swindlers. The government sent enhanced unemployment benefits and business relief to people who didn't exist, and sometimes to people who've been long dead. New York Times investigative journalist David Fahrenthold reported on this story and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi.
So you wrote that the government gave unemployment benefits to the incarcerated, the imaginary, and the dead. How did that happen?
Well, what we learned in this process was that even before the pandemic, the country's unemployment system, which is funded by the feds and partly by the states, but administered by the states, is rickety, easy to fool. States don't really talk to each other. And what happened during the pandemic was both that a lot more money got dumped into that system, so it became more lucrative to cheat it, and also that some of the safeguards that were normally in place were taken off. It became easier to qualify for unemployment benefits because they were trying to reach people who were working in the gig economy, you know, Uber drivers and things like that. And the result was that people put in applications and the states didn't have the resources or the time to check that they were legitimate or even to check to make sure that the person they were about to grant benefits to wasn't already getting benefits in one or more other states.
One person you wrote got benefits in, I think, 29 different states.
That's right.
There were fraudulent businesses as well, some of them comically fraudulent, that people even came up with businesses helping other people create fraudulent businesses. Can you explain how some of this fraud worked?
Yeah, this part was really astounding. So a lot of this happened in a Small Business Administration program called Economic Injury Disaster Loans. Basically, you could apply if you had a business and you had lost business because of COVID, you could apply to the government and say, look, here's what I lost. You know, give me a loan. And it was repayable over a long period of time with a low interest rate. And also for at least part of the time, when you applied for the loan, the government would also give you a grant up to $10,000 that you didn't have to repay. It was supposed to sort of tide you over until the loan came through. But people figured out that there was very, very little checking of the people they gave loans to, and even less checking of the people they gave those grants to. And so there emerged these rings of people who sort of had figured out how to fool this system, and they would recruit people. And we mentioned one in the story based in Westchester County, New York, where people are laughing about how easy it is. You know, the ringleader says, hey, you know, to one of her friends, like, hey, you're a baker. And then four laugh crying emojis. And the person writes back, LOL. And they send this fake application to the government saying this person was not a baker, didn't have a business, ran an at-home baking business, and the money came back. So it was so easy to fool that it became something that was replicable and, you know, almost became a franchise.
Now, lots of people used this money honestly and credibly. Many people needed it, either for themselves or for their businesses. Some businesses used it to pay salaries. Do we know what the ratio is of people who used it quite honestly and those who didn't?
We don't know. I mean, I assume that the majority of the money went to people who use it for legitimate purposes. It's been very hard, even for the people who are investigating these frauds, to quantify how much went awry, in part because a lot of the money that was stolen appears to have been stolen by foreign actors, sort of sophisticated gangs overseas, and their activities are particularly hard to trace. It was at least $1 billion that was stolen, probably more like $7 billion is the floor. But the numbers of what was the ceiling, you know, what was the total amount or what might have been the total amount that was stolen is still a guess, even from the investigators. But there's some big numbers out there. The Department of Labor estimated that improper payments in the unemployment system could have been $163 billion or more. In the Small Business Administration, there were at least $58 billion of loans that went to businesses that had some markers of fraud. Now, that's still a drop in the bucket relatively in a system that gave out $5 trillion in aid, but certainly it's billions and billions of dollars of money that should have gone to people who really needed it and not to people who were stealing it.
Although it looks as though investigators are going to have a little more time to prosecute these cases, right?
That's right. There had been some kinds of pandemic fraud for which the statute of limitations was 5 years and not 10. And they convinced Congress, who just passed this bill and President Biden signed it, to raise the statute of limitations to 10 years for all pandemic-related fraud. And what we were told by the Department of Justice was, look, we're going to need every one of those years. We're going to be doing this until the very last day. One of the things that they've talked about is that once you identify a fraud, they're relatively easy to prove. One of the investigators talked about footsteps in concrete. I mean, the traces of the fraud are left behind in government documents and easy to prove. It's not that they're hurting for evidence. They have a ton of evidence, but they need so much more time just to go through it all.
Understandably. David Fahrenthold is an investigative reporter for The New York Times. Thanks, David.
Thank you.